Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's move on into a couple of transfer updates from the last few days. Now, there's a lot of noise coming out of Brazil about Andre. Now, he's been spoken about a lot recently. I think it was around the time of the Casado stuff. I think everyone pretty much confirmed that Liverpool had at least spoken to to Fluminense, is it, about a potential deal. Now, a few reports over the last 24 hours have come out in Brazil. I've got a link here via the Sanfield who've kindly translated it for us, because I don't speak Portuguese, but they said Liverpool have had a €30 million verbal offer for Fluminense midfield that Andre rejected, according to reports from Brazil. Go on to say, you know, Brazilian outlet Globo reports the Rio club want Andre to feature in both legs of their Copa del Libertadores quarter final tie against Olympia, which takes place on the 24th and 31st. That'd be fun. Is he getting knocked out?
That'd be a race against time,
isn't it? the general thing is as well, obviously there's a release clause of around €40 million. It's obviously €10 million less than Liverpool have paid already. I don't know, and then obviously Dan Clough, I don't know, you probably haven't seen this, Dan, early today he spoke to Manuel Luiz, another Brazilian journalist, says he believes, and he's reported that Liverpool have already got personal terms agreed with the player, and he would quite like the move, and he would actually quite like to move this summer if possible. So that's where we're at with him. My general thinking on this one, and again, it's just my guess, is that this feels like a move that Liverpool are lined up to get done in January, and it's almost, if they want him now, they're going to have to pay that extra €10 million, and it's whether they A, want to. We know they can afford to. That can't be questioned. Now they've got the money. They put the cards on the table when they tried to pay a British fee for a record fee for Casado. But what are your general thoughts on Andre? Is it looking more towards like a January type thingish? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it depends whether they want to sign him, isn't it? You know, they're looking at, they made contact with him around Olavia as an alternative as Olavia. Well, when he was the sort of leading light of it, you know, I think Caicedo overtook both of them, obviously, in that sense. So that was done. And the word from Fluminense was, no, we're not selling, you know, not this summer. Try again in January. And, you know, I don't know if Liverpool have shown this summer, apart from Caicedo, really, that they're gonna try and get value, Andy. They're not gonna just say, okay, well, his release clause is this. You know, we want to offer 25. Now we'll just offer 10 million more. They don't tend to, you know, Soboslai was a bit different in the sense of that was getting him cheaper than you were going to get him. You know, the release clause was the cheapest way to get him. This is another one that Liverpool probably think, well, look, we're taking £35 million to get a player straight from Brazil. You'll play once for Brazil. He's never played outside of his home country. That's a lot of money. You know, I think that this is Anfield one suggests it would double. I think it would double their biggest ever sale, which is a player called Gerson. So that is a lot of money to take for a player from the Brazilian league. You'd have to be 100% convinced that he's the man, and I'm not sure Liverpool are yet there with that. It might be one that they look to get, like you say, for January. Maybe if they lose 6-0 in the first leg of the Copa Libertadores on the 24th, then that might help something. Maybe if Andre sort of kicks a bit of a fuss up, that might change things. But I don't know if Liverpool are as desperate for him right now as they were 3 weeks ago or two weeks ago before Endo signed, because he is a number six. He is a defensive midfielder. He's someone who is... skill set, you know, and he's good on the ball as well, but his skill set really lies in breaking up play, tackles, winning his duels, winning his battles, header, physicality, and that's, you know he's a bit smaller than even Endo. He's not especially big. Having interviewed him on Saturday, I can confirm he's my height, so he's not an imposing physical presence. Andre's even smaller.
I'd say you're quite imposing, Neil. Don't you?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, no one who's played centre mid against me would ever say I'm imposing. They'd say I was. They say I was friendly. So I'm not sure the need is as great at the moment for Liverpool to go and get him right now. But if there's a deal to be done, you know, at a price that they like to, what they would like to pay, which I think it was around 20-25, would be the sort of the starting pitch. Then potentially, but I think it looks like Fluminense, I know we're going to talk about another player in a similar boat at the moment, but it looks like Fluminense are pretty keen to keep him.
Yeah, and it's difficult really because, again, the reporting out of Brazil is, like you say, the player would quite like to move.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to be the issue around the deal, is Liverpool can't afford Andre's wages or Andre doesn't want to leave Fluminense for Liverpool. I think you can sort of take it as a given that personal terms or, you know, attracting the player won't be a problem. I think it'll be the club-to-club issue that would be biggest.
I suppose the question for Liverpool that they need to ask themselves then, Neil, is £10 million-ish, maybe a bit less to get him now than it would be in January. Is it a gamble that you're willing to take? You know, because if you think about it, if the season goes as badly as last season went, that £10 million becomes X amount if you don't get Champions League football. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it also comes to the point where, what about if your centre-backs start dropping like flies in October, November, and you think, oh, we've committed 30 million to a player to play in midfield. You know, we really need to sign a centre-back in January now, or, you know, a forward or a left-back. You know, so you are also putting yourself in a position where circumstances can come. You know, Liverpool weren't planning to sign Cody Gakpo in January, last January, but they were able to make that direction after the World Cup or after the winter break, and they had the funds, they had the space, they had the ability to do it. If you've got deals already lined up in January, then maybe you don't have that same flexibility. If someone else becomes available, that you think, oh God, where were we there? You know, like, or you think, listen, you know, injury crisis, or, you know, just a player that you were thinking for next summer, suddenly you think, actually, you know, we can get him out now, or, you know, we have to get him out now because someone else is going to sign him. So there's issues there as well. That, you know, you can, there's two edges to the gamble. The gamble could be, you know, that you might be sitting there going, God, we've got this midfielder coming in January, we could really do with him now. Or you could be looking at it saying, we've got this midfielder coming in January, we don't need him necessarily, we need something else. So, you know, there's a lot to consider around setting up deals like that. If you're asking me honestly, I'd say probably there's a chance Liverpool sign him. I think it probably would be likelier in January than it is now. But I wouldn't say there's any guarantee that they're definitely going to go and sign him.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's where we're at with it now. I think
I'd be interested though. I would be interested to see it in terms of his a player like him, because he's you know, he's the sort of player Liverpool haven't really signed before. You know, or certainly not recently. You know, they're not really at a team that takes that kind of gamble, are they? You know, we sort of, you can generally judge where Liverpool are going to sign a player from, can't you? Or, you know, they're going to wait and make them prove themselves in Portugal or wherever, Germany, Premier League. So I would be fascinated if Liverpool took a punt on a relatively unknown player.
Yeah, and we'll see how that one pans out. I'm sure there'll be more news updates to come. Like I say, if they get battered in 2 days,
they'll be speaking to Dan Club, won't they?
the Brazilian journals and Dan Club, they're two peas in a pod. They text him to give him a update. It's brilliant. Yeah, Emmanuel Luiz today, he's had a couple of others as well. Yeah, so they're all over it, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah, we'll keep you updated. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that clip from our Journal Inside show. If you want to check out that entire show, we spoke about a little bit about the Bournemouth game, a little bit about Ryan Gravenberch as well, and I had a little tiny peek towards Newcastle, head on over to redmenplus.com, and we've extended our special offer. So if you sign up before midnight on Wednesday night, UK time, as a Captain Yearly subscriber, use the code ENDO, E-N-D-O, and you'll get that for 50%. So yeah, half price for an entire year's worth of Red Men Plus content. Head on over there, check out Journal Insights and all the other amazing content that we continue to produce for you guys each and every day. I'll see you over there.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.